7100, New York, 10150.
Ross, you got us running late again, buddy.
Yeah, we're in overtime.
It's 10 o'clock. WHTZ chime time. And this is Michael Scott. You had to try to pull this whole thing out of here, folks.
That's enough.
That's enough.
Don't we need 10 of them?
Now, hold on. Let me just tell you something. A few minutes ago, he was talking about what kind of stocking stuffer, JR?
Gotchkas.
Well, he, yeah. Now that's his. And I said to you, I said, what the hell's a gotchka? And you all looked at me like I was crazy.
Right. You are crazy.
Sir, is it, you ever heard of a gotchka?
I sure have.
What is it?
That's underwear.
Oh, real good, Britton. Is that the right pronunciation?
Yeah, it is.
What is it?
Gotchkas.
Gotchkas. That's
not we can get those at a flea market, too.
Britton's Yiddish is real good.
Now, the word you're looking for is tchotchkas.
Tchotchkas. Boy, you know, my buddy Ross uses all the trendy gay Upper West Side pronunciation.
That's right. That's what it was.
The trendy gay Upper West Side.
It's where I live. I mean, come on.
That's where you get them, right? So it's not gotchkas, right?
That's right.
Thank God. I got some education on the phone here. Thank you very much. Hold on. I got to give you a Z-shirt. You can wear it for underwear if you want. Hold on just a second. It's a little bit after 10 o'clock. This has been the Friday production. Get out of here.
Come on, don't do that.
And we'll be back Monday with more of whatever this was.
Not this horrible thing. Oh, no.
It's the Sea Morning Zoo. It's the right thing to do. It's the Sea Morning Zoo. Turn on the Sea Morning Zoo. It's so good.
For the first time in almost 7 years, Channel 2 scored their first ratings win of the 6 p.m. news.
All right. All right. Yeah.
You gotta admit one thing. ABC, Channel 7 was trying to give it to them.
Oh, yeah.
Good God, have you seen that mess? Roger Grimsby and Bill Butel, seeing which one can screw up the most.
Well, you know, they have a lot of technical problems, too.
It's not their fault. I don't mean it's their fault, but they look over there and the camera's on one guy and the camera's on... I saw it one day. What's that Christian guy?
Spencer Christian, yeah. He's been a weatherman there, a sportscaster. He does everything.
I think they spend all the money on the talent
and the
people who produce and direct the thing. They get paid chicken feed, and they're just out of broadcast school. I saw it one day where...
Oh, you're making friends fast here, Scott.
Bill Butel said, back to you, Roger. And he says, over to you, Christian. Channel 4 second. With Chuck Scarborough and John Hamrick coming up third. Well, Channel 7 was right behind Atari.
Good morning. I was just listening, and you gave the traffic report that said the Grand Central, you named the Grand Central Expressway, and I'm the guy who directs Eyewitness News, and a minute later you said, I don't know what I'm doing. It's the Grand Central Parkway.
Uh-oh, mean we're tied?
Yeah, I think it's one up.
We're tied right behind Atari.
There you go.
Do me a favor tonight.
I'll try.
When Roger Grimsby's talking, put the camera on him and not Bill Butel.
See, I get this now. When Roger talks, who do I put the camera on?
I'll tell you what. We'll get the traffic right if when Roger talks, you put the camera on Roger.
On Roger when he talks. Got it. I'll see you.
When Bill Butel talks...
Wait a minute. This is too much.
Have a happy day.
Thank you. You too.
Special guest this morning, an unusual gentleman, Dr. Christian Patterson, and he's a professor and he studies at Southern California, University of Southern California. He's got a new, what's the name of the book? Michael Jackson, The Mystery Unveiled.
Right. It'll be on Carter House Books, available September 15th.
It's going to be a book about the Michael Jackson, as you put it, the hoax, although you say he didn't do it to hurt anybody, and you're not inferring that he was doing anything wrong, correct?
It's more of a protection device, I feel. You know, you're talking about someone that was more or less trapped by his own success.
Right, so he created this identity of a sister, LaToya, So he could go places and not be bothered by the fans.
As LaToya, he could do things that, as Michael, he could not do. This person, LaToya, started popping up with the headband. And we believe that this was related to the accident, to hide the burns.
The burn damage?
Right. That LaToya appeared with a headband, and then you wouldn't know it was Michael. And we have photography to back that up in the book also.
And the funny thing about it is you say that Michael has left hints that indeed this is true.
For instance, on the song Billie Jean, if that's played backwards, you will hear the words, I am LaToya, LaToya is me. Run it backwards.
Okay. All right.
And play it backwards.
Now, what are we listening for, actually?
Listen closely, okay? You'll hear in a speaking voice Michael saying, I am LaToya, LaToya is me.
I am LaToya, LaToya is me. All right, this is Billie Jean backwards. Now, wait a minute. You know, it sounds like he's saying that.
I was listening to that, Billie Jean being played backwards.
Right.
It totally freaked me out. I mean, I heard it loud and clear.
But it's in there.
Well, it all fits together what they're saying, you know what I mean?
I have a friend here who has worked with Michael since Michael was about 13.
Mm-hmm.
And he's mentioned that he's met the whole family, all the brothers, the mother, the father, the two sisters, Janet, and the one that used to be on that series, Todd Bridges' girlfriend, and that there was no LaToya
right back
in those days.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome Mr. J.R. Nelson for those zero-defect, error-free closing show credits.
You've been listening to the Clifford Irving portion of the Z100 Morning Zoo, starring Shannon the Murph, produced by J.R. Nelson.
WHTZ-FM, New York's newest radio station, Z100.
Hello, my fellow Americans. This is your future leader, Mr. Leonard, Assistant Public Service Director, WHTZ Z100, and self-campaign organizer. You know, a lot of people be asking me, Mr. Leonard, what can we do about unemployment? Well, friends, don't get fired. That's one thing. Just a little joke. You know, I've had to use and step all over people on my way up. It's an ugly, ugly world. The best thing you can remember about unemployment is the less you work, the less income tax you have to pay. That all makes sense, friends. Now, when somebody does fire you, I say, put a dead fish inside their desk. They'll wonder for weeks where that smell is coming from. Just another tip in the public interest from your presidential candidate, Mr. Leonard. And remember, in the fall, friends, become a believer and jerk my lever.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Z100.
This is Todd. I'm a former employee of Morristown Memorial Hospital, and one of the employees there earlier this year called in something that happened with one of our patients. I'd like to know if you still have it on tape.
From Morristown Hospital?
Yes.
From the emergency room?
Yes, from the emergency room.
What was it about?
Well, it was pertaining to a young lady who came in from a party and had a vibrating device stuck in her
No, we don't have that around anywhere.
You don't have it around?
No, we'd love to get it on for you. By the way, was the operation successful?
It was very successful, and she was very relieved, if you know what I mean.
I bet she was. Well, I hope she lives happily ever after.
I hope she does, too.
And you gotta watch where she sits from now on.
Yeah, or what she sits with.
What's happening, Luigi?
I don't know, man. Like, what's happening with you?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
I don't know. What do you got in mind?
I don't know. I ain't got no mind.
I don't mind either. Leonard, thank you.
Eugene. Hey, Mr. Leonard, are you sure this place is cool?
Don't worry about it, Eugene. Watch this easy pickup. Say, baby, what's happening? Mr. Leonard, the name and... You're looking so bad over here, you know, you look like a real freak. I thought maybe, you know, if I could just see one, then I'd know what the other one looks like. So what are you doing later? So what's your name?
Doreen.
Hey, man, I can't trust you to take us anyplace. Let's get out of here.
This trust doesn't have nothing to do with it, Eugene. How did I know the meat rack was... I thought it was a nice name. How did I know it wasn't...
Yeah. Like a glove. All these guys are following me now. Look, hey, man, wait a minute. I ain't got three hands, man.
Well, you make a nice couple with him.
More music, Z100, 1130 on the Z Morning Zoo. Birthday spectacular. 6 hours of the best and the worst. Are we almost out of time?
Yeah, we are.
Not out of material.
Be sure and listen for the Tookie Tookie Bird. Every time you hear it all day today, you can win free Z100 anniversary shirts.
And don't forget, the Z100 Underwear Patrol is on the streets today looking for you with $50 and $100 bills and 5th Anniversary Collector's Edition Z-shirts. This hour, they'll be at the Green Acres Mall in Valley Stream at Willowbrook Mall in Wayne. Mr. Leonard is in Flushing and Shea Stadium in that whole area. And right now, Sean is live at the site of the mighty Z100 transmitter, Ryan.
Right here on 34th Street and 5th Avenue, right by the World, the Empire State Building. I want to congratulate Tom Wilson and Glenn Geffen. They had their underwear on their head. They pick up Z100 bills. We're looking for you and your underwear on Party Patrol.
All but right. You're working for Hot 103 for a minute there, didn't you? All right, John, thanks a lot.
Goodbye.
11:31 at the Z Morning Zoo. We are running out of time, man. Got to make some choices here. We got Hulk Hogan and Mr. Leonard. We got Moulin de Cheese. We got the Muff Warmers left. We got Harry Belafonte live on the zoo.
Good stuff.
We got the Sing Like a Pig Christmas tapes.
Maybe we ought to go till 1.
What about the Royal Honeymoon?
Oh, that was good, too.
Yeah. Good. Part 2.
Choke the Chicken.
Choke the Chicken.
Rambo Relief. I was just looking down the list of some of the guests we had over the years. Remember the day Don King was here?
Sure.
Neil Diamond spent a couple hours with us. Mm-hmm. LL Cool J, Peter Cetera, El DeBarge, Lisa Run, DMC, the Jets.
I don't remember those.
John, you were in Philadelphia.
No wonder I don't remember them.
Gloria Loring was a big star for about a minute in the music business.
Spent it all with us.
The Beaver Cleaver family, Tony and Ken and Jerry Mathers, Mary Hart showed up.
Gosh, I missed a lot.
Roddy Piper, you'd have gotten along with him. One day we double book. We usually don't have two sets of guests. We had the Pet Shop Boys and Samantha Fox.
Oh, yes, right.
But they weren't distracted at all. Joe Piscopo was up here. Remember, you know who Bo Fields is?
Bo Fields.
Anybody remember a lady named Bo Fields?
Oh, sure. I think I remember.
Remember the World Series? She was the lady that sits at Shea Stadium and twirls her arms around.
That's right.
Behind home plate.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you might remember from the Astros game.
Yeah, don't talk to me.
She's right next to the guy that holds up that John 315 sign, right?
Yeah.
Friend 60. Whatever.
Human League was on the zoo. Let's see here. Debbie Harry. This was back in 1986.
Yes, 86.
All right, and Terry Nunn from Berlin, she had a good time up here.
Yeah, she didn't want to leave.
And then Lionel Manuel, Andy Hedden, William Roberts.
Yeah, the Giants.
Gary Reasons and Gene Simmons from Kiss stopped by. Talked to Bruce Willis this week. Dweezil Zappa came by.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, remember Benji when he was up here?
Of course.
Oh, what an interview.
That was great.
My leg is up to him.
And then I left Ross all alone with that guy that does those TV commercials, Jim Varney.
Ernest.
Mark Bavaro stopped by. Mr. Leonard interviewed David Bowie, Brian Adams, Grace Slick. Frank Perdue there was a real bell ringer.
Barn burner.
One of the worst interviews ever. And then it was on, I guess this was January 9th, around September the 15th, 1986. I think it was 86, yeah. That's when we talked to a gentleman on Long Island named Walter Hudson.
Oh, yes.
Remember that big guy and lost all that weight? Dick Gregor came in. We were the first ones to talk to him. We looked his name up in the phone book, and he answered the phone.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. The day we had Barry Manilow on.
Ooh, what a classic that was.
Tempest Bledsoe, Cousin Brucey stopped by. John Davidson. Tiffany sang live on the zoo. Let's see. Mick Jones and Rick Willis brought their album by. Paul Simon had a great show.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Buffalo Bob.
That was fun.
Patrick Swayze, Cher, and all the rest. 11:34. Let's go back to Christmas time when we had the famous Sing Like a Christmas Pig contest. Good morning, Chris Houston from New Rochelle, New York. How you doing today?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
We're doing great. Are you ready for the Z100 Sing Like a Pig Christmas contest?
Sure am.
What are you going to do for us?
Jingle bells.
All right, hit it, man.
Okay.
Good morning, Z100. Who is this?
Carrie from the Bronx.
All right. What song are you going to do for us?
Rudolph. Oink, 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 oink.
That's pitiful.
What song are you going to do like pig?
I'm going to do Silent Night.
Oh, that's a beautiful song. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Joe Romano.
Hi, Joe. What are you going to do for us?
We're going to sing The Little Drummer Pig.
Wait a minute. We. Who is we?
Oh, well, we're all over here at the S&J Shoe Repair in Hackensack, New Jersey. Are you ready?
Let's go.
All right, here it goes.
That could be the winner of the whole thing.
Oh.
Hello, sing along, sing like a pig Christmas contest. Who's this?
This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. What are you going to do for us?
Let's see, jingle bells.
Oh, now, hey.
Hello, Chris Doyle here, up in Lloyd's Neck, Hollenbach Construction. Who's this, Scott?
Yeah, Scott and the assistant pig.
The assistant pig?
Yeah, Uncle Ross.
Yeah, we got about 8 guys up here. We're going to do Acapigga.
Acapigga?
Acapigga.
What number will you be performing, sir?
We picked towards the night before Christmas.
Oh, that's a tough one. That's a tough one to do, Acapigga.
Well, we're going to try it.
All right, let's go.
All right, ready, guys? And pig.
They're a little nervous.
Hey, Merry Christmas, guys.
Thank you so much.
Only in America, the Sing Like a Pig Christmas contest. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 11:36 in the morning. The Z Morning Zoo's having a party. It's our 5th birthday.
And on mobile underwear patrol, it's Mr. Leonard. Where exactly are you?
Mr. Leonard.
Are you sitting on that phone?
Don't sit on it. Talk on it.
Hello, can you hear me now?
That's
we
better.
Can hear you.
I'm sorry. It was hanging outside the window.
The phone?
Yeah, I just had it for better reception, but I guess it didn't work.
Where are you?
Well, we're just crossing the Triborough Bridge, and of course, onto my left is the Giant Mental Hospital.
That's right. It's right there, yes.
Why don't you just pull over?
And on to my right is the big train tracks over there.
That's right.
Okay. And with me, of course, is Patty Still. She's been accompanying me on this underwear affair. And we're just heading back to the station because we're out of T-shirts, we're out of money, and we're out of underwear.
Thank you, Mr. Hey, by the way,
huh?
Remember the time you covered the Royal Honeymoon, the honeymoon for Andy and Fergie?
You're not going to play that, are you?
Yeah, we found that tape.
No, don't play that, son.
While you're crossing the bridge, turn the radio up nice and loud so Patty can enjoy the royal honeymoon.
No.
Bye-bye.
Mr. Leonard, why didn't you call?
Scott, it's me. Mr. Leonard for Z100 Roving Reporter.
Why didn't you call on the regular line you usually call? This is a different line. You're supposed to call on this line.
Calling on my mobile phone with continuing reports of the royal wedding.
The royal wedding? Where?
Not so loud.
Where are you?
Scott, I am here covering the royal honeymoon at the Azores Islands. What time is it there, Scott?
It's 8 o'clock.
Well, it's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon here as I wiggle my way through the bushes.
You're wiggling your way through the bushes?
I'm right outside the window of the royal couple's room.
Sure. Prince Andrew and Sarah Ferguson?
Right. Andy and Fergie. What a great time to be alive, Scott.
What are you doing crawling through the bushes?
I'm right under the windowsill, Scott.
Mr. Leonard.
This is wonderful, Scott.
They need some
honeymoon bliss. Royal love about to blossom before my eyes.
Mr. Leonard, this is their honeymoon.
Right. That's why I'm covering it, Scott.
Peg, They don't want some jerk peeking in the window doing a report with a microphone and sticking in his hand.
Oh my gosh, there they are, Scott. I can see them right now. If it wasn't for this intercontinental line, I could not be bringing this to you live and direct.
Oh. You mean you're looking in the window right now, the royal couple?
It's beautiful, Scott. I can't believe it. There she is, a beautiful couple lying next to each other. Her dark, long black hair flowing over his chest.
Whoa, wait a minute. Hold on. Mr. Lennon, hold on. She's got red hair.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Leonard, she doesn't have black hair. She has red hair.
I think I got her. Oh, yes. No, sir, I'm not a peeping Tom.
Mr. Leonard,
Z100.
Mr. Leonard.
I have my credentials right here.
Mr. Leonard.
Yes, sir. Scott, I better go.
We're on the air, Mr. Leonard.
No, sir, I am not a peeping Tom, I assure you. I am on official business from Z100 New York.
Kill him, Mr. Leonard.
I better go.
The prize van is out on sticker patrol, and JR's ready to roll.
Everybody!
Good morning from the Z Morning Zoo. Rise and shine with folks like you. Good morning from the Z Morning Zoo. Get up with the Morning Z Zoo.
Annual Z100 Radio Birthday Party on the air everywhere. And now we're bringing in everyone at the radio station, the entire Z Morning Zoo crew.
Come on, Dan, Fox, Candy D, Coach Mike, Wallace, Claire, John Bell, everyone.
Whoa!
I know it's not Friday, but we got to celebrate.
All right.
Hey. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, put your underwear on your head and sing along as we celebrate our fifth birthday.
Oh.
Make me wanna shout.
Stewie sings the wrong song.
Now wait.
a minute.
Ross, can you take us back? Can you take us back to the day Harry Belafonte tried to help us sing?
Absolutely. Let's go back to May of this year when Harry Belafonte joined the zoo and right in the middle of the zoo said, "Let's go ahead and sing Day-O."
Live.
Day-O. Daylight come and me won't go home.
Yeah.
Is that day? 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 Daylight come and me won't go home. Work all night and I drink a rum.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman,
tally me banana. Daylight come and me won't go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Hey! 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and one go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and we want to go home.
Hey.
Daylight come and we want to go home.
A beautiful bunch, a ripe banana.
Daylight come and we want to go home.
I see deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and me one go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot, boom!
Daylight come and me one go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot, boom!
Daylight come and me one go home.
Day, we say day.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Day, we say day.
Daylight come and me
want
go home.
Mr. Tallyman,
tally your banana. Daylight come and me
want
go home.
He said, come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day-o. All together now. Day-o. Repeat after me. Day-o. On the front part. De,
de, de, de,
no, de,
de,
de, de,
de.
Me said them, me said them, me said them, me said them, me said them.
Hey, well, you're working with brain dead disco.
But I'm giving you mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
Yeah. One more time,
Okay. De,
de,
me said them, me said them, me said them, me said them, me said them.
Go, Ross.
Mr. Day, Mr. Day, Mr. Day, Mr. Day, Mr. Day.
Come back, Ross.
Daylight come and me want to go home. Daylight come and me want to go
a little bit softer now.
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 Morning Zoo and our fifth anniversary birthday spectacular on the air everywhere. Special guest this morning. We rarely get these guys in here, ladies and gentlemen, the men behind the scenes. Let's hear it for our music director, the Billboard Magazine Music Director of the Year.
Yeah. Yeah. Frankie Blue.
Frankie Blue and our operations manager, Mr. Steve Kingston.
Oh, boy.
Are we doing it right, Mr. Stud Kingston?
Yes, sir. I couldn't do it better myself.
We know that.
Frankie, everything going all right?
Everything's fine.
All your favorite
you.
Songs?
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Happy birthday to all of you. Susan Lee Taylor just popped her head in here.
Yes.
We got Art Vogt. Liz.
Scott, Frankie brought in that Maniac record.
No, we don't want the Maniac record. Let's go back into that one record we played over and over. People used to call up and say, listen, I'll bring my records down if you don't have any other ones to play. Let's go back in time. We can't leave this one out. I know we're running late, but I can't leave this one out. Ladies and gentlemen, the legendary Mr. Leonard, Hulk Hogan interview. Scott Ross, who's this?
Don't say another word, Scott. Me, Mr. Leonard here, Assistant Public Service Director, Thursday Morning Zoo, with a great excuse why I'm not in. Do you want to hear it?
But wait a minute. You know, I just got back from vacation. I've been down in Florida, down in Hulk's hometown, and we've been sunning and funning and everything. We've got special guests up here, and you were supposed to be up here to work this morning.
Right. I'm calling downstairs from the paper, and I am madder than that now.
What's the matter? Are the elevators out again?
No, the elevators are not again. Ross?
What's the problem? In other words, you've already made it downstairs and you can't get up the damn stairs to the station?
What merit in the dark with Dean Thacker in yet?
No, he's not in. What is the problem? Come on.
Some idiot. Someone with the unmitigated galls. Some pencil neck geek is parked in my parking space.
Someone's parked in your private parking space?
Can't they read it says Mr. Led, L-E-O-N-A-R-D.
Well, you never use it. Usually, somebody parks in it quite frequently.
That's not important, Scott.
So
what is important is that I'm going to snap the spine of that son of a gun who parked in my spot. I'm going to hit him upside the head so hard, his pea brain will be rolling around his head for a week.
You said someone's parked in your parking place and you're mad you're going to thrash him.
Boy, I can't. I'm going to sit right here, Scott, and wait for this person to come get his ride.
What kind of car is it? I mean,
you might just kind of call the police already. Go ahead and call an ambulance now.
Wait a minute. We could just have it towed, Mr. Leonard. What kind of car is it?
Let me see. Hold on.
Take a look.
It's a Cadillac, a red 85.
A red 85 Cadillac,
yes.
Parked in your parking place, and you're going to wait downstairs so they come out to get the car and beat him to death.
You better call the ambulance now, Scott.
Well, let me look around. Claire, is that car yours? It's not mine.
Not mine. I have that little Japanese car.
Bellman?
Yeah, Scott?
Have you got a red Cadillac downstairs?
No, it's not mine.
I don't think there's anyone in here that has a red Cadillac. I don't think it's anyone here.
Boy, wait till I find out who it is.
Hulk, what kind of car you got, man?
Yeah. Well, you know, man, I've been sitting here just taking all this gaga in from that little old limp-wristed Mr. Leonard, you know, and I wanted to tell the dude in person I wasn't going to admit that it was my ride out there, you know.
Yeah, you were quiet.
I was hoping that he would come upstairs here because ever since he was running his big mouth about 7 or 8 months ago about being the President of the United States, going to stick his name on the ballot, I was so hot, man, because I was thinking about running for president, but the reason I didn't do it was because I would have won the presidency, then I wouldn't have been able to wrestle. But as far as Mr. Leonard, he don't even have enough credentials to drive a car. You know, the dude talks about a parking spot, man. He don't have no parking spot out there. He couldn't even afford to hire DC cab to bring him over here. And you know what? I'm going to come down there for that Mr. Leonard, and they're going to not only need an ambulance, they're going to need a double-decker stretcher, because when I snap him in half, they're going to put his shoulders and head
Mr.
on the
Leonard,
top of the stretcher.
I found out whose car that is.
That's right. It's my car.
Mr. Leonard?
What a joke. I knew it was your car, huh? I knew all the time.
Mr. Leonard, Hulk
I'm
is...
just messing with your mind.
Oh, Mr. Leonard, that little girlish little laugh you get on there. You know, you probably got Roddy Piper's skirt on downstairs hiding in the phone booth because, you know, there ain't nobody home upstairs in your brain, and I'm sure there ain't nothing downstairs under that skirt. You better not put one hand on that shiny red Cadillac, or I may just drag you in the ring with your girlfriend Brutus Beefcake in the Meadowlands and do you in right with him.
Mr. Leonard, I think Hulk's coming down to move the car and then speak with you about it, so don't move.
Yeah. Well, you think you're mad now. Wait till you find out. Let out the air out of your tires.
No. There you go again. That little crazy Tukenbird is rolling on Z100. Five more winners for those special collector's edition to the Z100 5th anniversary birthday shirts.
We're laughing
the shop is really okay. My goggles get fogged up most every day. I get me a lot of that overtime pay. Thank God I'm a turret lathe operator. My hair's kind of short and close to my head. I ought to let it grow some, my hippie son said. But I'll keep it cut till the day I'm dead. Thank God I'm a turret lathe operator.
On your radio. Yeah, who you gonna call?
Windbusters!
There's rotten music going round your head. Yeah, who you gonna call?
Windbusters!
I bust you. I ain't craving no wind. Not me, baby.
Hey, leave me alone! Stop pulling my pigtails!
Telling me I need some lunch. A crazy feeling inside, I can't explain how it feels. The fear that somehow I'll never eat another meal. Pizza, burgers, and tacos that dance in my head. I go out of my mind until I'm fed. McDonald's, Wendy, Burger King, and Jack in the Box. I'm so hungry now that I could eat my socks. A double-decker roast beef brings a tear to my eyes. Whopper, Whaler, Chick-fil-A, and super large fries. I need lunch. Is it lunchtime yet? I need lunch. Yeah, I'd like everything you got.
Everything
300 burger doodles with extra sauce, double cheese. Four tacos, three milkshakes, 500 Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
I think I really want something to eat. Take me to the diner and just put me in a seat. I think that I am getting that water in my mouth. I think that means that something's coming out. Just get me to the bathroom and I think that I'll be fine. I swear I'll never drink again. I think I'm gonna die.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you tune where dingbats do? Putting on the zoo. Jello head, get out of bed, turn off your clock, pull on your socks. If you snooze, you lose. Putting on the zoo.
Help, I need the zoo.
Once more,
help me, morning zoo. I'm feeling down.
another spectacular Z100 crazy song medley put together by Mr. Dave Fox this morning.
I got to hand it to you, Scott. I think we probably got in about three-quarters of the stuff that we said we'd get in this morning.
We got a stack of stuff left over, and we still have Underwear Patrol and the Tookie Tookie Bird going on today.
You bet. Underwear Patrol is going to be out and around this afternoon. Right now, they're at Rockefeller Center, and 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, they'll be in Battery Park and at Staten Island Ferry Terminal. 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, they'll be in front of Radio City Music Hall, and 3 to 4, they'll be over at Madison Square Garden. So make sure if you're going out this afternoon, you wear your underwear on your head. You can pick up $50, $100, or one of those 5th Anniversary Collector's Edition Z-shirts.
We'll let you know where the Underwear Patrol is going to be all day long. Listen for the Tookie Tookie Bird. You could win. We got a couple of last-minute faxes over the wire there, Claire.
Yeah, we sure do. We got a lovely one from the Veterans Administration in St. Albans, Queens, wishing us a very happy birthday.
Oh,
and many
yeah.
more. And Scott, you're not going to believe this. Kathy just walked in with us, and it's ironic it should arrive now. It says, Scott and Z100, this is Hulk Hogan from the World Wrestling Federation.
Wait a minute. Hulk Hogan?
I swear to God,
is
look
that
at that.
Look at that.
He's even signed it.
Sure.
Yep.
The Hulkster is back.
Is back, and he says, I'm wishing you a very happy 5th birthday. Me and my mega partner, Macho Man Randy Savage, are going to celebrate your birthday with a big win over that ugly old Andre the Giant and the Million Dollar Man. Hulkamania and Z100, unbeatable.
Had
brother.
To get in the plug, didn't he?
It's all right.
Signed Hulk Hogan. There you go.
It's what he gets paid to do. Well, we're into overtime a little bit past 12 noon, and that just about wraps up our 5th birthday party here at Z100. It's been, in some ways, a long 5 years, and in other ways, a short 5 years. But more than anything, we'd like to say thank you to our listeners for supporting us, sticking with us, and we try to give you an honest day's work, and we try to give you a good show to listen to and a great radio station. I hope you stick with us for as long as we're here, anyway.
I think today's was an honest day and a half's work, if you ask me.
You know, when you sit around and you think about it, no matter where you work, whether it's a radio station, whether it's an office, a warehouse, or even if you go to school, you usually get to know the people.